We're on Mem Zayinoid Beis at the top. Just two things before we start. So we have to count what we're in the middle of here. But yesterday, somebody asked a question to Rabbi Bader. The Gemara says that the Shaila was somebody can ask her something that's not in his Rishos, because when he asked it, it wasn't in his Rishos. He remains also, even goes out his Rishos. And the Gemara brings Raya from a case where a person disowned his son. Right? That he shouldn't, and if he said, Mavis, Bechayiv, Mosi, that he's not, doesn't Yarshim him. So Rabbi Bader asks, how can he go against the Yerusha of the Torah? So really, there's two shitas in Rishonim, and it has a little bit shaykh as to what we're going to learn today, so I'm going to mention it. And that is, one shita is, since the person made the Nechosim, the father made the Nechosim Osir on the son, so there's nothing to Yarsh. You can't own Isuri Hanoah. To you, it's Osir Banoah. Right? So therefore, the Tzidah's not taking away the Yerushim and Torah, there's nothing to Yarsh. The guy would burn his Nechosim, there's nothing to Yarsh. Just like he burnt them. So he's not taking away the Yerusha. He's not saying the kid can't Yarshin. It's not the Yarshin. That's one way. Another way is that he can Yarshin it. He just can't use it. He can give it to somebody else. He can give it away as a present. It's his, but he can't use it. Which leads us to today's the Inyan. There's another Shaila. The Gemara over here, Legabe Chilufim. Okay? I asked something, I changed it for something else. And we'll see the Gemara is going to say it has nothing to do only with Nedarim, but all Yisurei Hanoah. Right, chilufei yisuri hanoah, they also or not. So first of all, min haTorah for sure, right? I can't exchange something that's also b'hanoah for something else. I'm getting hanoah out of that thing. That's for sure. Lechatchila to exchange it for something else, I can't do. That's no shaila. That it, the thing that I exchange it for doesn't become osur, that's also no shaila, because there's only two things that that become osur b'chilufeihen. And that is Avodah Zorah and Shvius. But if I, any other Isuri Hanoah, if I exchange it for something else, the thing I exchange it for doesn't become Osir. It's Osir for me to do it. But if I did it, for sure, the thing does not become Osir. That's the second thing, that's for sure. The third thing, for sure, is, the third thing is the Shail of the Gemara. The Shail of the Gemara is, I'm not allowed to do it. If I did it, the Minatorah doesn't become Osir. What about Midurabbanan? Did the Rabbanan asher chilufim or not? That's the Shaila. And the Gemara says, where I ashered something on myself, right, there, since I can asher something, shalom bala olam, I can asher, since I can asher somebody else's property to me, I can asher dover shalom bala olam. Over here, dover shalom bala olam means that something that wasn't here, right, but became asher because I exchanged it for something else. So that for sure is Osir, for me. Shaila's only, can I Osir chilufim on somebody else too? Right? Somebody else is Osir to my property, is he Osir b'chilufim or not? And it's only a din de rabbanan. That's the Shaila. That's what Gemara asks. O Dilma, right, Gemara says, maybe what's it called? Only because a person can Osir, somebody else's chafetzim on himself, so you can also asr chilufim on himself. But asr for odil, mami shum de chilufim kigidulim dami, lo shnahu, lo shnah chaveru. But to somebody else, maybe not. And the Gemara says, maybe there's no difference. Just like gidulim, we're going to learn in another 10 blot, the inyan of gidulim, that if something's asr, then the things that grow from it are also asr under certain circumstances. So same thing over chilufim. It doesn't make a difference if it's yours or you're ushering yours on somebody else. Lo shnahu, lo shnah chaveru. That's a shaila. So omer avacha bar minyume toshma. Okay, so now see if we bring a raya. Ha omer li ishto konim shani nehenelach. Right. The case is, even though the lashon is not mashma like that, but all the rishonim say what it means is the following: the person said to his wife, "You can't have any hanoah from me." Okay, so the man, the husband, asered the wife from having any hanoah from him. So lava, so he can't support her. Now the chora, he can support her because he's meshubit to her to support her. And therefore, we can't make such a neder. So the Gemara, the Rishonim explained that it's talking in a case where he made the neder before he was chayiv to support her. She was only in Arusa. And then he wasn't chayiv to support her. And the neder was chal, and now even though, he now is chayiv to support her, she can't have any hanah from him. So he's still chayiv to support her, but there's no way that she can have any benefit from the support, because she's also to have hanah from his nechasim. So what has happened? So Lava, she borrows money, and the creditors come and collect from the husband. Okay? So the case is, in other words, basically the husband has a shibud to support her, so she borrows money, and the chara, that money now is chilufim of the shibud that she has on him. It's the money that he would have to give her, now she's taking in exchange the creditor's money. And now the husband has to pay the creditors, and that's not like the case we had before where the guy wants to support his friend and he has to go to the storekeeper or whatever. Here it's not direct, right? The woman is lava from the creditors. She has no issur by them at all. And the husband didn't tell the creditors to pay her. He has a shibud. And so now it's completely a separate din between the creditors and the husband, and what the wife borrowed is completely separate from the husband beginning, except it's chilufim of the husband's shibud. So if chilufim would be osir, then she shouldn't be allowed to borrow money to offset her husband's responsibility to support her. So what do you see from over here? That in a case where somebody assured his property on somebody else, the chilufim are mutter. No, maybe lechatchila. When is the pshayla only lechatchila? Are you allowed to make those chilufim? But b'di'evid, the money is mutter. Same thing over here, right? Since it's such an indirect thing, it's like b'di'evid. Or maybe no, there's no difference between chalipin and gedulin, and just like gedulin are osur even to someone else, chalufin is also osur. Konim shani nehenaloch lovu bali chovim boinifroim mibala the rotzon habahu she lavula. The husband wants people to loan her money, and he'll pay back. That which she borrowed from somebody else is basically in place of what the husband is chayiv to support her. The lo mitzer, and you see it doesn't become osir. Because you see that that they pay back the husband, and she's allowed to use that money, even though that money that she borrowed becomes the exchange for what her husband's chayiv to pay. Lav kigdulim dam v'gdulim osur av v'chalipin mutter. Amar Rava la'olam emalach de chalipin kigdulim dami. No, really, chalipin and gedulim have the same din, and it's osur even to someone else. Umitzri v'hachi lechatchila lo salve enochanami. Over here, she lechatchila can't borrow the money v'tochal. The Mishnah is only telling me the case where b'di'evit she borrowed the money, she can use it, and lechatchila she shouldn't do it, she shouldn't borrow money. How does she live? Very base. B'chod aminim b'chod pirka le'el hamudar anom echavero ve'en lo mayochal nosin l'zeh u'bo halo v'notel mizeh. Right, we had the case before lechatchila. You can give money to the storekeeper, and he'll support the guy, and then you pay the store. It comes back to you. Lechara, that's mutl lechatchila. Lo damya, that's not leha. Dehai lo romi olei. Dehai lo mefarnase. Over there, I had no chiyuv. I did the guy a favor. Wanted to give him a present. So I told the storekeeper, give him a present. I'll give the storekeeper a present. But over here, the man has a chiyuv to support his wife. So the money she borrows is chalipin of his shibud. V'haydi ki yoiv l'hai emer lo mishum mudr ko yoiv l'hai ele matron avi almo de ko yoiv l'hayach. Aval hai baal bil mefarnosa koi. Right, the husband has to be mefarnas his wife. Emo de litzer le lefro ala baal chol l'chatchila hu delo. But I might think that therefore it's also chalipin. since he has a shibud, and she is now actualizing that shibud by borrowing money. So it's like chalipin. Okay. Toshma, no, another right. Hamekadish ba'orla, ena mekudeshes. A person's mekadish a woman with orla, it's not, she's not mekudeshes. He didn't give her anything that's worth anything. He didn't give her a shava pruta. It's not worth anything. Mochron the kiddush b'demei. And what if he sold the orla to a goy? Okay, which he's not allowed to do because he's getting hanoah from the orla by selling it. But he sold it, and now the money that was generated is not osur b'hanoah, right? Because it's not chilufei yisuri hanoah, right? And he was mekadish with b'demeihem, harezim mekudeshes, good kedushin, right? So melchara watzukah, what do you see? That chilufei yisuri hanoah don't become osur even with the rabbanon, because if it be osur with the rabbanon, the kedushin would be no kedushin for one of two reasons. One is, if, like we said before, that's what the connection that we started off with the Yerusha. There's no bailus on Yisurei Hanoah. Big Shailon and Rishonim. Whether a person can own something that's Osur Banoah. Is there ownership on something that has no monetary value? So if you hold there's no ownership on Yisurei Hanoah, right, and Chilufim are Osur, so then what's it called? Then how could I make Kaddish and Isha with it? It's not worth anything. Right? It can't have bailus on it. It's not mine. It's not mine, and it's what's it called? Right. So it's osur to me, right? And why is she mekudeshes? Right. I didn't give her anything that was worth anything to me. I have no bailus on it. That's one way of learning this Gemara. Right. If chilufim would be osur, right? Then I didn't give her anything. But if what's it called, for sure, the chilufim are not osur to another person, right? Only osur to me. They're surely not osur to a separate person. Only by konamos, if I made a nether and I osured my things on somebody else, then what's it called, maybe the chilufim are osur. But stam, chilufei yisurei hanor, are not osur to a third party. So the woman, lamaisa, lechora, could what's it called, be nehenah from this money, for sure. But I didn't give her anything because I didn't own it. It's not worth anything to me. And that's a shaila. Whether you have to mekadesh nisha with a shava pruta, who does it have to be a shava pruta to? Does it have to be worth to the baal? I gave her a shava pruta of mine. Then if it's osur bahanoa to me, I didn't give her anything of mine because it wasn't mine. So it can't be mekadesh with it. Right? So I gave her. I didn't give her anything. I didn't give her a shava pruta. She got a shava pruta. But she didn't get it from me because it was to me. It wasn't worth the shava pruta. That's one way of learning the Gemara. She wouldn't be mekudeshes if the chilufim are osur, because if the chilufim are osur to the person who made them osur, right? Then he didn't give her shava pruta. Other rishonim hold that you could be a bailus on a dover an isuri hanah, and not only that, kedushin. As long as the woman got something that's a shava pruta, even if it wasn't worth a shava pruta to the husband, that's still kedushin. I don't have to give you a shava pruta. I have to make sure that you get a shava pruta through me. You got a shava pruta through me, even though I didn't give you something that was worth to me a shava pruta. So then, those who shown him learn that the raya is the fact that he's allowed to live with this woman. She's chalupin. Now he exchanged the isuri hanoh, right, for the woman. So she's chilufim of the original Isurei Hanoah. So he shouldn't be allowed to live with her. And so he should have to make a new kedushin with something else that's mutter. The fact that he doesn't, that this kedushin is okay and he can live with her, means he can be in a henim, necham chalipin. That's another way of learning. That's called, it remains osur, but b'dievet not, and therefore this is two steps removed. The original chilupim was the money that he used for the kedushin. Now he used that money to marry her. That far we don't go. To say that it should be osur, what's it called, twice, that's according to that pshat. According to the other pshat, b'dievet, you did it, the kedushin's a kedushin. L'chatchila, it's what's it called, the chilupim are osur. But b'dievet, they have effect. Rashi. Toshmad mutra filachatchila, hamekadish ba'orla shehu isur hanoah ena mekudeshes. Mochron the kiddush b'demei mekudeshes. Amud de Chalipim, Afke Gedulim Domi. The Gedulim Osir v'Chalipim Mishterim. You see that what's called the Chalipim are Mutter. Because the money is Mutter, l'chatchila, to use them, Kaddish and Isha. Achinami married l'chatchila, lo Yimkor. L'chatchila, he shouldn't have sold it. The Im Kiddush b'demeyah might have it, but if he did it already, the Kiddush is a Kiddush in b'di'evit. L'chatchila, he shouldn't have done it. L'chatchila, it's also him to do. But b'di'evit, it's what's called, it's chal. Okay, Mishnah. Hareini yolech acherin. These, the beginning cases are Devarim Pshutim. The mission is just building up to what's chiddush over here. A person says, I'm cherim to you, so hamudr osir, so then Reuven, to Shimon, I'm cherim to you. In other words, my property is osir to you. So Shimon is osir and Reuven's mutter. Hari at olai cherim, if Reuven said to Shimon, your nechosim are cherim to me, so then Reuven's osir and Shimon's mutter with Reuven's things, but Reuven's osir with Shimon's things. Hanodr osir. Hareini olecha va'atolai. The guy says, your nechosim are cherim to me, and my nechosim should be cherim to you. So then both of them are asur. Right? Shneim asurim. But, however, even in that case where both are asur, shneim mutarim bedover shel olei bavel. They're both mutar with things of that are not shutfis. We said, they can't be nehena from shutfim. Unless we had the case of breira, whatever, where when each one goes into their part, they're going to their own part. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But aside from that, what's it called? I can't be nehena from something that either somebody who's osir v'hanoah has shutfis in, right? Or can't have hanoah from someone who is what's it called that I ossered myself from him, or he ossered himself on me. I can't be nehena from things that we own b'shutfis together, but. Mutter shall olei bavel, right? The Gemara will discuss what olei bavel is and why it's mutter. The asurim bedover shall also ha'ir. Things that they're olei bavel, the whole of Klal Yisrael own it. So it's almost like hefker. Anybody can take it. We're not shutfim in it. So some learn because it's so widespread, everybody's chelik is so minuscule, there's no isur hanoah in that. Others learn that it's like we always make the difference between a partnership and a corporation. A partnership, everybody owns a portion of the thing. So if I'm having Hanoah from the thing, I'm having Hanoah from all the partners. But Olei Bavel is like a corporation. No one specifically owns that thing. Klal Yisrael owns it. If you're part of Klal Yisrael, you can take from it. But it's not yours, it's the Tzibur's. So therefore, nobody's a shutuf, nobody has an active part in it, they just have rishus to take it, because if you belong to the corporation, you have, rights in that corporation. But it's not a direct ownership. So I'm not getting hanoah from you, I'm getting hanoah from the klal. Okay, the ezeo dover shel olei bavel, what are the things of olei bavel? We'll finish the Mishnah. Kigon harabayis, v'azoros, v'habor shebe'emtza derech, the harabayis, all those things are owned by Klal Yisrael. They're not shutfis. They're what's it called? Or the ownership is so vast that no one has any significant portion to himself. And a bor shem said that when they came olei regalim, so they had boros, they had what's it called? Water holes that people could take water from. Veizu dover shel oso here. What's considered dover shel oso here? Where taka, everybody has a significant portion, or everybody's a shutuf. Kigon harechova v'hamirchatz, if they have public bathhouses that belong to that city, or the city, what's it called, center, ubeis haknesses, the hateva v'hasvarim, the shul or the oran kodesh or the sifrei Torah or other svarim that belong to the what's it called to the tzibur. V'akosev chelkol nasi. Right, the Gemara is going to explain, if you're part of all of that, you can write off your chelik to the Nasi, and then the other person can have Hanoah, because you don't have any part in it anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Kosev Nasi, Echad Kosev Hedyot. Ma bin Kosev Nasi, Kosev Hedyot. You could really write it over to somebody else too. Right, if I ushered my nechosim on you. Okay, so now, I have a chelik in the shul, you can't come into shul. Because you're coming into my chelik too. So I don't want to ask you from coming into the shul. So what I do is I write my chelik in the shul to somebody else. So I give it to the nasi. Or I can give it to anybody. And I love dafka the nasi. So what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda holds, one holds you have to give it to the nasi. And now the nasi doesn't care if you come into shul or not. Okay? And the other one holds you can give it to anybody. Rabbi Yehuda says anybody, but what's the difference if you give it to the nasi or to a regular person? Shakosi v'nasi ain't tzorech l'zakos. L'head yitzorech l'zakos. By the nasi, I can just give it to over to him stam. By somebody else, I can't just transfer ownership to somebody else on my thing unless I do it through a third party. Okay, we'll learn when the Gemara is going to discuss all this. Either case, you have to make a kinyan. If you can give it over to the nasi also, it doesn't help without a kinyan. And the only reason to mention nasi is because people usually don't give it to another, a third party. They give it to the nasi. Once it, okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein anshe gol tzrichim lichtov shikvar kosva v'seim al yideyan. Rabbi Yehuda says the anshe agolo originally made it that whatever they're going to asher, they should give over to the nasi, and then he's not nashi. Hareini alecha cherim nichsa you alecha cherim my nechasim rasher to you hamuder rasher aval hamader muter. So the person who the neder was made against is asur, but the person who made the neder is not asur, because I didn't asur my your stuff on me, just my stuff on you. The habor shebeemtza can refers to the high perik basa de'erudin that they used to have boros for olei regalim. The dover shaloso ir the shalshneiam hein, because they belong to both of them. So we can't have anof from the shul because we own, each of us owns a chelik in the shul. Hasvarim sifrei torah shneiam nosnu ben maos iman shaloso ir. When they wrote the Sefer Torah, people donated, and both of them donated, and therefore the Sefer Torah belongs to both of them partially. Hakosev chelkol nasi, big more mefarz. More explain what this hakosev chelkol nasi is. Shakosev nasi in tzorach l'zakos. You don't have to make a kinyan through a third party to transfer ownership to the nasi. Aval hakosev v'had yo tzorach l'zakos. But if you want to mizaka something to somebody else, you can't transfer it except through a third party. They gave the cover to the nasi to give it to him to avoid the problem. Okay, then we'll discuss tomorrow more clearly what this kosev chelik of nasi.
What? What does the Mishnah say at Teva? It's part of the basic Knesset.
Because the Teva was a movable thing. So it, and it had different kedusha than kedushas beis hakneses, because they used to take the teva out to the rechova when they had a tainus or whatever. So the teva that wasn't it's part of the walls of the beis hakneses.
If there is ownership on something which is
asavana,
then why is chametz an exception to the rule?
So one second. So there, the Gemara says that what's it called? Two things it says, Bershusa Shalom, the Torah made it not Bershusa, right? Or not Bershusa Shalom, the Torah made it like it's in Yerushus. The exception, why did the Torah make it like in Yerushus?
Yeah, because if we're saying that.
Yeah, it's because it's to be over Baliram Balimotse, in Chanami. From there you see that the Chora, what's it called? The fact that it's also Banah should mean it's not Yerushus. It's only a special halacha by Chametz of Pesach. But that's in order to be over Baliram Balimotse, right? So, according to those who hold, you could have bialis on Yisuri HaNoah, right? So what's the chiddush by Chametz of Pesach? That's what you're asking, right? What's the chiddush? Not why you need a thing. What's the chiddush? L'chor, you're over, but you run by your mozi. What do you have to come on to? Osan HaKosu Kiyu B'Shusa. I'm not sure 100%, but I think, since there's also halacha bitl chametz, right? Meaning that you can give up your ownership just by making it considered ownerless, right? In other words, so then it could be that by Chametz of Pesach, since it's Osur Bahanoah, right, and there's an inyan of bittel, it should be mevutel by itself. Comes along, Torah says no, even though it's Osur Bahanoah and it's mevutel, if you weren't mevutel, mamish, we're going to consider it in your rishus for Balyu and Balyu
Matzah. Can't be mevutel anything.
What?
Can't be mevutel anything else.
No. It's no halacha bittel by anything else. By avodah zara, no, we can make it hefker, but the bittel's not hefker. But bittel, if it depends how you learn bittel chametz. But if you don't learn bittel stam hefker, right? So then, even if it's hefker, it could be that it's, I can have ownership on it. But if it's bottle, it's bottle. So maybe I shouldn't be over. Mashmalan, the Torah considers, as long as I didn't make an active bittel, the Torah considered it still mine. But it's not because of the dina mamonis of it. Pashtus, if you see from there, that the economy, regular thing, you know, it's not yours, and the Torah had to make it yours. But since chametz is different, because the bittel chametz is a different story.